This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Republican U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, were holding dueling campaign rallies in the toss-up state of Florida Thursday. With the presidential election just 5 days away, both campaigns converged on Tampa, Florida's second largest city, trying to lock up the battleground state's electoral college votes. Mr. Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in Florida in 2016, but an NBC News Maris poll released Thursday had Mr. Biden with a 51-47-point lead in the state, ahead but within the poll's margin of error of plus or minus 4.4 percentage points. Florida has sided with the winner of every presidential election since 1964, with just one exception. President Trump seized on the Thursday Commerce Department report on record third quarter GDP growth as proof that recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is underway. After the worst downturn on record, the U.S. economy posted a jaw-dropping annual growth rate of 33.1% in the third quarter. Some economists warned investors, though, that the rebound in the July-September period was driven by consumer spending, supported by a massive $3 trillion in government aid, much of which has since expired. Americans are voting early and in unprecedented numbers. It's a product of strong feelings for or against the two main candidates and a desire to avoid large crowds at Election Day polling stations amid the coronavirus pandemic. More than 76 million people had already voted as of early Thursday, totaling more than half of the overall 2016 vote count, which was 138.8 million. About two-thirds of America's early voters have mailed in their ballots, and the others went to polling places throughout the country. This is VOA News. U.S. citizens born in Jerusalem will now be able to list Israel as their birthplace on their passports and other consular documents, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced on Thursday. It's an apparent nod to Washington's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. A teenage Hong Kong democracy activist was charged Thursday with secession, the first public political figure to be prosecuted under a sweeping new national security law Beijing imposed on the city. Tony Chung, who was 19 years old, appeared in court 2 days after he was arrested by police in a Hong Kong coffee shop opposite the U.S. consulate. He's also been charged with money laundering and conspiring to publish seditious content. He was remanded into custody until his next court hearing on January 7th and faces a possible life prison sentence if convicted under the new law. Chung is a former member of Student Localism, a small group that advocates Hong Kong's independence from China. The group said it disbanded its Hong Kong network shortly before Beijing blanketed the city in its new security law in late June, but kept its international chapters going. China is the gravest threat to the future of religious freedom, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday during an Asia tour. Pompeo's trip this week kicked off in India and included visits to Sri Lanka, the Maldives, Indonesia, and later Friday, Vietnam. In Indonesia, which has the world's biggest Muslim population, Pompeo took aim at China's treatment of its Uyghur Muslim minority. Pompeo said in a speech Thursday to a major Muslim organization, quote, "The gravest threat to the future of religious freedom is the Chinese Communist Party's war against people of all faiths." Rights groups say that more than 1 million Uyghurs languish in camps in the northwest Xinjiang region as Beijing attempts to integrate the community. China has denied the numbers and describes the camps as vocational centers that teach skills to prevent the allure of Islamic radicalism. Pompeo rejected what he called Beijing's fantastic tales of happy Uyghurs. China is Indonesia's biggest trading partner, and criticism in the Southeast Asian country of Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs has been muted. Former South Korean President Lee Myung-bak was ordered back to prison Thursday as the country's Supreme Court upheld a 17-year jail term for bribery and embezzlement offenses. The conservative Lee, who served as president from 2008 to 2013, had been out on bail awaiting the ruling and was not in court for the decision. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.